Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
When I crashed my car a few weeks ago and practically killed myself instead of Angela Tennant, I thought I was done for with Marcia and everything else. But don't you believe it? I left the hospital yesterday, and I'm actually staying with Marcia and her Aunt Harriet to finish recuperating. Right where I can keep in touch with affairs and do myself the most good. You see, matters at the moment are slightly complicated. That detective of Benny Puller's has Mrs. Tennant's diary, and he's on the make. I have to buy it from him when I get my hands on enough money. But that's put him on my side. He warned me that Benny's hatching up a scheme to trap me through a subsidiary of his, the Gotham Investment Company. And I have to watch out. Well, I know exactly what to do. Being under the same roof as Marcia, 24 hours a day.
You're looking as fit as a lifesaver, Harry. Soon we'll have to tip you out and put you back to work.
Well, I'd go back tomorrow if I could. Just sitting about's driving me half dotty. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
About Jeff and Stella and Mr. Benjamin Puller.
What about them?
If Puller thinks Jeff's a poor, persecuted, innocent, wrongly accused and all the rest of it, why hasn't he taken his account out of our hands?
I don't know. There's been something funny about Benny Puller's attitude all along.
Yes, and I can tell you exactly what it is. He wants to marry Stella Bronson.
What? Oh, but that's absurd.
No, it's not. Look here. Puller said to himself, the only way I can get Stella Bronson is for Jeff to go back to his wife. Jeff was going away after he was acquitted, remember? So Benny gave him a job just to keep him around.
Oh, really, Harry? I've never heard of anything so ridiculous in my life.
What about Benny getting you two together at his party that night and Hooper telling you all that rot about Angela and me in the train?
Why, yes, that was queer.
Hasn't Benny ever said anything to you about a reconciliation with Jeff? I bet he has, dozens of times.
As a matter of fact, you're right there. Even the last time I saw him.
Benny Puller's a pretty tough and unscrupulous character when he goes after something he wants. Why, I wouldn't put it past him to try discrediting me.
Oh, Harry, he wouldn't.
Yes, I think he would. Just so you'd throw me out and the way'd be open for Jeff to come crawling back. And then, of course, he'd have a chance to marry Stella Bronson on the rebound.
But, well, just suppose what you're saying is true. How in the world could Benny Puller do anything to you?
I don't know. But I think it'd be a darn good idea not to give him any possible opportunity, Marcia. Now, look, darling. Tressiter Bendigo and Company has all the business it can handle without the Puller account. We're turning away business every day of the week. Why don't we tell him to get someone else to look after his shipping for him?
You really think we should?
Do you want Jeff mixed up in your business, Marcia? How do we know he won't try something like he did before?
But, Harry... Oh, well, hang it. Jeff may be working for Puller, but he hasn't anything to do with Bendigo.
Look, darling, you please yourself. But I do think my advice is worth taking. And if I'm going to be your general manager, I don't want to be coming face to face with your ex-husband all the time. Now, oh, come along, Ped. Do as I say. I'll get you two accounts to make up for Puller's, twice as big and twice as profitable. What do you say?
Well, I suppose it's all right.
Good girl. I knew you'd do the sensible thing.
What's the big idea, Percy? What's the strength of this letter about you people dumping my account?
Oh, bless my heart and soul, Benny.
Never mind your heart and soul. Just tell me what's going on. I'm committed pretty deeply with Bendigo and Company, and I don't like the idea of being brushed off without so much as howdy-do. Come on now, what's behind it?
Marcia's behind it.
Marcia, eh? And behind Marcia, there's that chiseler, Harry Palmer.
Now, Benny, dear me, you shouldn't be saying things like that. Oh, the chiseler, indeed.
Palmer's nothing but a chiseling heel. Look here, Percy, you're Marcia's general manager, aren't you? Haven't you any say in what goes on round here?
In the ordinary course of events, I decide the firm's policy. You know
but
that.
But this time, Marcia put the finger on you, did she?
If you mean she insisted on the firm giving up your account, yes.
Did she give you any reason?
She said she didn't see her way clear to doing business with a firm that employed her husband.
Palmer. I can see Palmer written all over this.
Now, why in the world should it be Harry Palmer?
She's kicking you out and putting Palmer in your shoes, isn't she?
I have been wanting to retire for some time.
Holcomb, you're being kicked out of the way to make way for a crook, and you know it.
Upon my soul, Puller, I don't see why I should be spoken to like this in my own office. Losing your account is Bendigo and Company's loss, not yours. I declare, I don't see what you're complaining of.
You're a fuddy-duddy, Percy.
Well,
you always have been and you always will be. If you had the backbone of a pouched mouse, you'd make a stand over this matter and save Marcia from making a bigger fool of herself than she has already.
I don't see there's anything to gain by pursuing this any further. And as I'm very busy...
Oh, come along. Beg pardon if I've ruffled your feathers... But shifting my account about doesn't suit me a scrap.
There's nothing I can do. It's out of my hands.
Well, if you can't do something, by hokey, I can and I will.
What will you do?
I'll have a word with Marcia.
I warn you, you'll be wasting your time.
Her mind's made up, is it?
Firmly.
Then we'll just have to unmake it for her.
What Mr. Fleming said is perfectly correct, Mr. Fuller.
What Percy Fleming told me was a lot of balderdash. If you feel so strongly about your husband working for me, why wait 6 months to make up your mind?
It's only a few weeks since my uncle died. And before that, I hadn't any say.
Now, you listen to me, Marcia. You know as well as I do that if you asked your Uncle Tressida for the moon, he'd have gone straight to the observatory to see what he could do about getting it for you, right?
No.
Of course I'm right. This tuppenny rotter Palmer you've stuck on. Let's come over, you girl.
Mr. Puller, I wish you'd stick to business.
When Palmer starts running Tressida Bendigo and Company, it becomes my business. What gave him the idea of throwing my account into the ash can?
Who said Harry had anything to do with it?
I say so, and it's true. If you're going to install a heel as your chief executive, that's your business. But ask yourself what he's up to throwing over your best account before he's even in Fleming's office.
All right, I'll tell you. You're after Stella Bronson, and you want Harry disgraced, so Jeff will come back to me. Harry's afraid you'll stop at nothing to get what you want.
So that's the way the wind blows.
That's the way it blows, Mr. Puller.
Marcia, you're heading for trouble. We were all fools about your husband, but you're the biggest one. Hang it, girl. Jeff's as straight as a die. The man's worth 20, Harry Palmer.
Oh, not you, too.
Not me, too, what?
With Jeff practically married to Stella Bronson, everyone but Harry Palmer wants me to take him back. Well, I won't. Never, not under any circumstances. And as for your account, I don't want any part of it now or at any other time.
Okay, Marcia. If that's the way you want it.
It is the way I want it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marcia. I thought you were alert. Afternoon, Mr. Puller.
It's all right, Harry. Come in. Mr. Puller's here about us refusing to carry on with his account.
Oh, that's so. Sorry, Mr. Puller. So Jeff Pilgrim out and we might be able to do business with you.
For your information, we were going to let the account run till the end of the financial year and take it out of your hands anyway.
What's all the fuss about?
Marcia, is there somewhere I could talk to this character alone?
Of course. I'll leave you to it.
Thanks very much.
Well, Mr. Puller, what is it?
Who tipped you off?
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Who tipped you off it might be a good idea to get rid of the Puller account?
You must take me for a half-wit.
I take you for a lot worse than that. Now listen, laddie. We know you're pretty smart. We know you're pitching for Marcia and her firm as hard as you can go. And we know you wouldn't cut her firm's gross down by 20% without a pretty good reason. How about it?
I think I had a very good reason.
So we're back where we started. You can be frank. You've covered your tracks too well for us to get at you through your own mistakes.
Thanks very much. What makes you think I need tipping off, me being so smart, as you just said?
According to Marcia, you were scared we might pin something on you.
She said that?
Something very much like it.
All right, why shouldn't I be frank? You've had that fellow Hooper running about after Angela Tennant and me. So I said to myself, if he'd do that, why should he leave his business in my hands, seeing that soon I'll be running Cressida Bendigo and Company? My dear Mr. Puller, I merely got in first.
Is that all?
That's all. So we won't be doing business with you in the future, Benny. With you or your corporation or any of your subsidiaries. Not even the Gotham Investment Company. Catch on, Benny, old boy?
I catch on all right. Couldn't keep it to yourself, could you, Palmer? You had to tell me you knew what was cooking, and all you told me was that either Hooper or Stella Bronson are double-crossing me. It has to be one of them. Only the three of us knew what we had in store for you. So we'll just go on from there. And if it was Hooper who tipped you off, so help me, Palmer, I think we can make something of this after all.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.